everybody.
Hey, John. It's Mike Reese with ESPNBoston.com.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, read your stuff all the time.
It's a great way to start the call.
You're not old enough to remember what I played, Mike. Now, come on.
That's it. What is your reaction to be back in this finalist group again?
Well, it's obviously a tremendous honor, but, you know, the third time sort of makes you... Is anybody in the room... Besides Donaldson, of course. Is anybody in the room old enough to remember who Harold Stassen was? Do you know, Mike?
Harold Stassen?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, Google him, and you'll find that's how I feel. He ran for president about 9 times and never got elected.
I thought that was Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah, same idea.
John, what do you...
It's a great feeling, honestly. I mean, you know, it's been forever since I played, and to still be remembered by the media and even by the fans is terrific. But it's, and I can't imagine a higher honor unless it's the NFL Hall of Fame, which isn't going to happen for me. But I would just dearly love to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And the last 2 times, it's the third time I've been nominated, and I said, I hope this is the lucky one.
How vivid are your memories of being there, and how often do you think back to the days that you were playing in the league? And how big a portion of your time with the Patriots, you know, do you reflect on?
Recently, I've done quite a bit more than I ever had in the past, and a lot of that credit goes to the Kraft family and the Patriots organization, because I've been there back in Foxborough twice in the last year, once for the alumni reunion last summer, and then again for the 50th anniversary team festivities that they put together. So. For the first time in I don't know how many years since I stopped playing, I sort of feel like that the organization cares about the people that went before them. I mean, I know they do. And if you've been around the Patriots as long as I have, that sentiment was seriously lacking in the past. I mean, the Sullivans tried the best they could, but financially they weren't able to do it, so the alumni were not an important part of the organization. The Krafts have made sure that they are, and I got to tell you, it feels good.
Does it feel as if it adds meaning to what you did in the league and what you did to help build the league, to understand now that we're being versed in the importance that you guys played?
Yeah, that's a good point. I often wonder whether the young guys, young people, young fans feel that way. I saw a little bit of that when I was in Gillette Stadium during the introductions for the 50th year team, that they obviously do feel that way. And there was quite a bit of talk during that weekend about the American Football League, and you know, this was the 50th year anniversary of the American Football League, and the foundational players and owners and coaches. And so it got us all kind of reminiscing, and it was kind of fun. It really was. And so as a result of all that, to answer your question, yeah, I do spend a little time thinking about it every now and then, and, except when I'm standing over a 4-foot putt, then I try to forget about it.
John, it's Albert Breer from the Globe. Do you think sometimes... And I know it's only part of your career, but do you think sometimes it's hard for guys to get recognized for their accomplishments in the AFL versus the NFL?
I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I think it's a disgrace that the all-time leading scorer in the American Football League is not in the NFL Hall of Fame. And I just wonder whether that has something to do with it.
What would you say for guys who played in that league, you know, as... They try, you know, candidates for that Hall of Fame, that type of stuff, on the level of play that you guys had? Because I assume you've got pretty good perspective having played in both.
Well, there are several AFL guys in the Hall of Fame. Not as many as should be. And Gino Cappelletti is the obvious missing character that should be in there. And I'm not sure it's ever going to happen for him. But I don't know if any politics are involved in terms of the old NFL-AFL rivalry. I think that's long gone, don't you? I just think it's the longer you're away from football, the easier it is to forget. It's like my situation with the Patriots Hall of Fame. You know, in a couple of years, maybe even next year, a lot of Super Bowl teams, players on the Super Bowl teams are going to become eligible for the Hall of Fame, and there's not going to be any room for an old guy like me. So it's the same thing with the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, the longer you're away, the harder it is to get in, I guess.
This is Ian Rappaport from the Boston Herald.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, how would you like, for some of us who maybe haven't seen you play or didn't get to see you play, how do you want people to think of your career and the way you played?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. Now, you probably weren't even born when I was playing, were you?
I was not, actually.
I use that line all the time, and people stop, and I think it's going to be funny until I realize it's true.
It's still funny.
Yeah, how would I like to be remembered? I'd just like to be remembered at all at my age. I'm 68 now, so the fact that you guys are even talking to me is a compliment. And I was an offensive lineman, so they don't exactly build statues to offensive linemen in the parking lot. So I'm just happy to be even considered for this whole thing. And I would like to point out that there's no center in the Patriots Hall of Fame, so we might want to fill that void, too.
One that we had Houston on just a little bit ago, too, and I asked him the same question. This is Stacy again. So last year you made the 50th anniversary team.
Yes.
And had a chance to come back and be honored, as you just said, that recognizes the greatest center in franchise history.
What a thrill that was. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard about it, but the Crafts put on an unbelievable weekend, and including a huge party over at their house in Brookline for all of us. And they sent first-class airline tickets for my wife and myself. And, I mean, they just know how to do things the right way, don't they?
I'm convinced, yes. what was your reaction in finding out that a year ago, though?
Hey, by the way, are you guys having a meeting with Bill Belichick to go over the draft? Is that why you're there?
They just wrapped up.
Well, if you see Bill, would you tell him that I've been working out lately? And, I can still cover kickoffs and, you know, maybe a sixth-round draft choice. What does he think?
He does have a couple of them.
He spoke very highly of you in the Detroit days. That's how he opened his press conference today, by the way.
Oh, he didn't? Really?
Yes.
What'd he say?
I'll have to send you the transcript.
Okay.
We'll get you that.
That's when we first got to know each other, and I thought highly of him as well. You know, we're sort of off track here, but he was the captain of the awkward squad then, and he still is. But he really worked his tail off, and he was a young guy. He was only 25, so he was coaching guys who were older than he was, which is not an easy thing to do. But everybody, I did at least, admired him for what he was willing to, the time and effort he was willing to put in. Did I ever think he'd be a Super Bowl coach? No, I didn't at the time, but I was wrong.
All right.
Anyway, you asked me a question. I got off the subject here.
Just kind of the reaction a year ago to be remembered as one of the greatest at your position in franchise history.
You know what? I can't imagine a better honor than that. I mean, again, going back to the fact that it happened so long ago, and to have that, I mean, that is just, when I think about it, it kind of almost boggles my mind, and that to be said, somebody thinks that you're the best that ever played for the Patriots, I mean, that's spectacular. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. So it was quite an honor and very much overwhelming to me.
Well, John, I appreciate you the time very much and wish you luck through the voting process. Again, just a reminder, it ends on May 31st.
Okay, great. Thanks. Nice talking to you guys.
We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
John.
Okay, bye.